have been reserved for the king's pleasure. Therefore, the king's portion is reserved for you. A prepared position awaits you with the King of Kings sitting at the head of the table. He desires that you sup with him in the presence of your enemies. By accepting his personal invitation, your needs are met, the desires of your heart fulfilled, and to top it off, you will receive the exceeding abundant above all you can ask for or even think of. Imagine that. The more you understand the king's heart, without a shadow of a doubt, you will begin to make more room for heaven's treasures.
Welcome to King's Portion. This is Catherine Joy Foster, and the theme of our program today is the stewardship of an heir. Now, what we see in John, the 18th chapter, the 9th verse, is Jesus' testimony. And he says that all of them that thou gave me, I have lost none. And in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, 11th verse, says that he shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. So Jesus is showing us what the stewardship of an heir is. That he or she is the one who diligently searches and rescues the property, the prosperity, the posterity that may have been lost. And he shows us that our stewardship responsibilities are such as his, that we never leave anything or anyone unaccounted for. I'll be right back after this message from my sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for the entire program today.
The Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Welcome back to King's Portion. Again, the theme of our program today is the stewardship of an heir. Never leave anything or anyone unaccounted for. Taken from Luke, the 15th chapter, the voice translation, we see the story about Jesus and his parable of the lost sheep. Beginning in the 3rd verse, it says, "Wouldn't every single one of you, if you had 100 sheep and lost one, leave the 99 in their grazing lands and go out searching for the lost sheep until you found it? When you find the lost sheep, wouldn't you hoist it up on your shoulders, feeling wonderful? And when you go home, would you call together your friends and neighbors? Wouldn't you say, 'Come over and celebrate with me because I found my lost sheep'? This is how it is in heaven. They are happier over one sinner who changes his way of life than they are over 99 good and just people who don't need to change their ways of life." You see here that Jesus was not satisfied until all the property was recovered. So he's showing us an example of how heaven responds to someone or something that has been lost. First, he wants to show them, yes, you can have new birth. And then anything that's lost, the property, the anyone, the posterity, even prosperity, if it's been lost. He wants you to recover all. Now, on our program today, you're going to enjoy the music of Cassandra. And because we want to welcome in the Christmas time, let's hear her as she sings Christmas Time. And I'll be right back.
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho.
You know I love you Christmas time.
Our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is the stewardship of an heir. We see that in Jesus' life, He was so attuned to knowing and doing what was most important to God our Father. And so his responsibility as an heir was to never leave anything or anyone unaccounted for, which shows us how we should respond to things that need to be recovered. That we will never leave anything unaccounted for. So we continue our stories in Luke, the 15th chapter, First, we talked about the lost sheep being returned and how heaven rejoiced. Now we're going to talk about the prosperity being recovered, beginning with the 8th verse from Luke, the 15th chapter, again from the Voice translation, and it reads, "Or imagine a woman who had 10 silver coins. She loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the whole house, and search diligently until that coin is found? And when she finds it, doesn't she invite her friends and neighbors and say, 'Celebrate with me. I found that silver coin that I lost.' Can't you understand? There is joy in the presence of all God's messengers over even one sinner who changes his way of life." So the most important part is the person being recovered. But God does not stop there. He says, "I want anything that has been missing, lost, or broken in your life to be recovered." So in this is showing that prosperity, lost opportunities, lost money, lost promotions, lost raises, lost inheritance. He says, "I want to return those to you as well, because Jesus was never satisfied until all the prosperity had been recovered." And so we have to adapt and adopt the ways of the kingdom of God. So then, when Jesus doesn't lose, then we won't lose either. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
I was just standing there, basking in the sun, and all of a sudden, I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing. Not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.